Okay, so this time you guys have really outdone yourselves with the source material. Deep questions, existential stuff, a story about a home invasion, Instagram, some notes about cursing, pasted text, podcasting guides. It's a lot.
It is quite the mix.
But the one that really jumped out, I think, for both of us was this home invasion fear piece.
Yeah, definitely.
So our mission today is to sort of untangle all of this, see what connects, and really dig into that home invasion story, especially because some of the other stuff hints it might not be, well, entirely true.
Interesting.
Let's dive in, shall we? The home invasion fear narrative starts pretty normal. Two brothers, Ron and the speaker, watch football hanging out. Then, bam, footsteps downstairs.
Right off the bat.
And it's Ron's reaction that's so unsettling. He doesn't just get up to check. He immediately locks the door, whispers, "That's not the dog." It's like this primal fear kicks in before they even know what's going on.
Yeah, it's almost like he knew, you know, like he was expecting it.
Right. And it makes you wonder, what's happened before? What's making him so jumpy?
Good question. The story goes on. The lights go out. They're scrambling for a weapon. You can practically feel the tension, right? Then, boom, the speaker sees boots under the door. That's the moment, right?
Absolutely chilling.
It goes from, okay, something's weird, to, oh, God, someone's definitely here. In a heartbeat. And the way the speaker describes Ron, white as a sheet, thinking he's going to pass out, it's terrifying.
Absolutely. And then they make this frantic escape out the second story window.
Ron's frozen, right. It's the speaker who has to pull him along, even using Ron's fingerprint to unlock his phone and call 911 while they're climbing out.
Total chaos. They hear someone banging on the door downstairs, yelling threats. It's like something out of a horror movie.
Then the police show up and dot nothing. No sign of forced entry, no intruder, no missing belongings. It's just dot empty.
Eerie. And yet, the speaker mentions they haven't had a good night's sleep since. That kind of lingering fear, it really gets to you, you know? Whether or not there was an actual threat.
Definitely. And this is where those other sources come in. Remember those Instagram account source snippets? It turns out this inspector story is linked to, well, another podcast, and their whole thing is lighthearted fun.
And then there's that piece about fictional narrative analysis, basically saying, hey, a story doesn't have to be real for us to enjoy it.
Right. Suddenly, the intense fear we were feeling just a minute ago, is it all just for entertainment?
Well, the pasted text seems to confirm that. It literally says, doesn't seem like the story is real, but doesn't mean we cannot dive into it.
Okay.
And it emphasizes that the goal is entertainment, not investigative journalism. It even encourages us to tackle those unanswered questions, just like, you know, those paranormal investigator shows.
I see where they're going with this. So playing along, what are some possible explanations for what really happened at that house?
Right. Like, what if it was all just a big misunderstanding? They're watching a tense football game late at night, probably a little on edge already. Every little creak of the house sounds amplified. Maybe the dog did make a noise downstairs. Ron, already a bit jumpy, misinterprets it. It snowballs from there.
Makes sense. Fear can be contagious, especially between siblings. Ron's anxiety could have easily rubbed off on the speaker, making them both see threats where there were none.
Well, those boots under the door, that's pretty specific. That's
true. Unless it could have been a shadow. The lighting was probably dim. Maybe their eyes were playing tricks on them. Or even just a misplaced pair of shoes that looked menacing in the moment.
Nah, come on. Yeah. A pair of shoes doesn't cause that level of panic. Boots under the door, it means someone's there. So if it wasn't a person, what was it? We gotta get a little Mulder and Scully here. Could it have been some kind of shared delusion? Maybe they were both stressed and their minds kind of filled in the blanks.
Okay, so shared delusion, huh? That's a bit out there. But even if it's fictional, the story taps into this really primal fear we all have, right? The idea of our home being invaded.
Yeah, it really gets under your skin.
And remember, the pasted text did say to have fun with the crazy theory stuff. The fact that both brothers reacted so strongly, it suggests they both genuinely believe there was a threat. So what does that say about the power of our minds?
Our minds can create some pretty intense realities, that's for sure. Even knowing it might not be real, that feeling of dread creeping around in the dark, man, it got to me. Makes you think about your own home, your own safety.
Exactly. And this actually ties back to the deep questions and existential explorations.
Got it.
That deep-seated human need for security, the anxiety when that's threatened by something we don't understand.
You know, it's interesting how differently the brothers reacted. Ron's immediately terrified, while the speaker seems more, I don't know, level-headed at first, trying to find logical explanations.
Yeah.
Then he sees the boots, and that's when it shifts for him too. Maybe Ron's just prone to anxiety, and that made him more susceptible to that initial fear response.
It's a good point. Everyone processes fear differently. What pushes one person over the edge might not even faze another.
Totally. Oh, and you know, they said we could have some fun with this, maybe throw in some lighthearted cursing. I have an image in my head.
Yeah.
Ron, about to jump out of the second story window. He's terrified, right? But before he leaps, he stops for a second, whispers a quick, ooh, and then jumps.
Okay, yeah, I can see it.
It adds this, like, dark humor to the whole thing. It doesn't take away from the fear, but it makes the characters feel more real. Like, even in that panicked moment, their personalities are still there.
It's a little detail that makes a big difference.
But the lasting impact is undeniable. They installed CCTV cameras after this whole thing. It's like that fear, whether it was real or imagined, it changed them.
Absolutely. It's a tangible consequence of that feeling of being threatened, of having your safe space violated.
So here we are. We've gone deep into this home invasion fear story. It's gripping. It's unsettling. But then we get these hints that maybe it's not a true account, that it's more of a, well, a carefully crafted piece of entertainment.
Which brings us to a question for you, our listeners. This story, even with the doubts about its authenticity, it clearly had a powerful effect. It made us feel fear, anxiety, even if we knew it might not be real. So what does that say about the stories we choose to consume? How do they shape our perceptions or fears? And maybe even more importantly, what kinds of intruders, real or imagined, are we letting into our own lives?
Some heavy stuff to ponder. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. And until next time, keep sending us those fascinating questions. We love exploring them with you.